The South End Diner, usually a cauldron of corny jokes and bad but upbeat behavior, fell eerily quiet the other morning in the wake of the growing coronavirus tsunami. Big Walter stirred his cream into his coffee for what seemed like half an hour without saying more than four words, which were, "I can't believe it." The back table where the Flatheads held court was devoid of the usual vintage car talk, as if the mere mention of carburetors, Hemis, dual mufflers, or V8 engines had been banned by edict from the governor along with school attendants of the area, and any event with more than a few hundred potential typhoid Marys. The diner patrons, mostly those at high risk for the viral onslaught sweeping the world like a new Spanish flu, still gathered in their morning groups, although a few were muttering that it would probably be best if they avoided the cafe in the near future, at least till this thing settles down. When Ralph sipped his coffee, sucked a little down the wrong chute, and fell into a coughing fit, the entire place held its collective breath, thinking they'd all been exposed to COVID-19, to a slow and miserable death itself. Little Jimmy left half his breakfast, lunged for the counter where he paid his bill, and fled. A few others quietly laid aside their forks and coffee cups and followed Jimmy out the door to their antique vehicles in a nervous ride home. This is the year of the plague, apparently. The watchword is social distancing, meaning, to the boys of the diner, imprisonment with the misses. Most of the sports they usually hungered for were delayed or canceled. Football, baseball, hockey, basketball, ping pong, all a thing of the past. Victims of a coronavirus. The boys were still in shock. What would they do evenings, weekends, trapped in their cage with nothing worth watching on their cable television, all that money spent on ESPN and now nothing to see? Was life worth living really without March Madness to occupy their time? Judging by the cavernous looks on their faces, the answer was a resounding no. Two-Toke, trying to lighten the mood, declared that this might be a good opportunity at self-improvement, maybe read a book or two. Fairlane Fred growled, "That isn't funny, Tom." And someone back near the restroom replied, "The libraries are closed, haven't you heard?" Two-Toke decided to shut up. The mood was far too ugly. Driving home in my soon-to-be vintage pickup, I knew I wouldn't be going to the diner tomorrow, or the next day, or the days after that. We would all hole up in our caves, no ball games, no sports pages in the newspaper, nothing to buffer us from politics and plague. The South End was going dark. For how long, nobody knows.